Yama, I'm Nari Pakai and you're listening to NITV Radio. The 2025 Film Festival season is fast upon us, and this March, a historic collaboration with Biraranga Film Festival is partnering to co-present one of the films making its Southern Hemisphere premiere. I'm joined with Biraranga Artistic Director Tony Briggs, here to share his insights on the packed programming and the stories these films will be sharing. Thanks for joining us today, Tony.
Hi, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So first off, for our audiences, what is the Biraranga Film Festival?
So the Biraranga Film Festival is a celebration of First Nations films from all over the globe. So I, many years ago, had a dream that I wanted to do a festival here in Nam. I had no idea how to go about it. Many years later, the opportunity came up and I jumped at the chance to get it going. So here we are now. This is the fourth iteration of the festival. So it's a biennial festival, which gives us a year off, gives us a chance to do other things and look at new films coming up around the world and opportunities. So it's screened only First Nations films from all corners of the globe.
So in the programming, how many films do you have?
Well, we have over 150 films, or roughly 150 films, and they comprise, you know, short films, immersive films, curated short packages, over 20 international filmmaker guests that are attending the festival in itself. A Vic Screen sponsored masterclass with Ivan Sen, and it's a networking event for filmmakers. And that's a mob only event, that one. We've even got a TV series that we put in there that's split over two separate screenings. And we're showing our festival, or presenting our festival, over 11 venues across Nam. We've got four live musical performances, premieres. There were many premieres in the film, which is just happenstance, just the way it's kind of worked out. We're lucky like that. Incredibly exciting. Not a couple. All of our feature films are incredibly exciting. But there's a couple that are really stand out this year.
So one of the films is co-presented with the Melbourne International Film Festival, Free Lennon Peltier. What is that film about, and why is it significant that it's premiering here?
Lennon Peltier is a First Nations man who was in America, who was essentially framed for killing two FBI agents in 1974. As a consequence, he spent 50 years behind bars for something that he did not do and would not admit to doing. I watched this film at home and I was really blown away by it. Went to sleep that night. I dreamt about him, and I rarely remember any dreams. I dreamt. Woke up with his face in my mind. My wife said, "Look at the news. He's been freed." He actually got freed overnight. He got clemency from Biden 2 hours before he stepped away from his presidency. And I think that's how the story goes. So this film is an extraordinary film of resilience, historical relevance for all resistance fighters. It's a real inspirational film for that. And to see the pride and the strength that, you know, this man maintained for 50 years. And it's a really important historical yarn, let's call it, that I think all our mobs can definitely relate to. It's an extraordinary film.
So it sounds like there's incredible connection there. You're also having a post-showing Q&A. Who is coming and what are they going to talk about?
We're the producer. So we've got, you know, a couple of the filmmakers coming out here. And we will be talking about this story, and we will be talking about the relevance it has to, you know, this country and to all of us. So we're really excited about it. The reason why we're able to screen this film at our festival prior to the Melbourne International Film Festival, which also has the film, was because we'd brokered an agreement with them to allow us to screen this prior to their festival without it jeopardising the filmmaker's ability to, I guess, awards or you know, allow them to still be eligible to screen at other festivals, because often, you know, as a world premiere or whatever, it can be a bit tricky. So we have agreed to co-present this at our festival and co-present it at MIF as well. And it's the first time that a partnership like this, in this particular way, has been done. They've done partnerships, and they do partnerships, and so do other film festivals, but in this particular way, it's the first time it's ever been done with MIF. So we're really proud of it, both MIF and Bayaranga. We're all very proud of this, and we're looking forward to moving forward and, you know, with similar things in the future, hopefully.
So earlier you said that this is the fourth iteration of the Bayaranga Film Festival. I just wanted to know, how has the creative input grown over the years?
So, look, you know, we have Creative Victoria, we have Vic Screen, and many other organisations who are supporting us through our festival and our endeavours to bring these films to NAM. And, you know, Vic Screen has been there from the start. And it's been, you know, an interesting process so far as how the festival is growing. It seems like it's grown very, you know, very fast. Been 8 years all up, and it's been kind of a slow process from where I sit, but very intense. You know, I think the thing about, you know, a festival like this, be our festival or other festivals that are like this, that celebrate our artistic, you know, celebrate our culture through artistic endeavours. I think the thing about it is that it presents an opportunity for the broader community to come and see who we are through stories that are told by us on our terms. And that's the beauty of something like Bayaranga Film Festival, because it's not only our mob we're seeing up there on the screen, it's also, you know, mobs from other parts of the world who really connect strongly with our values and our struggle and our stories. And it's been really lovely to watch this, you know, and to discover also what, you know, or who is out there, you know, and what other people are doing is really exciting, and also forging new friendships and those new relationships. It's incredible because you get to have conversations with people about what it is that they've created, for example, and then you strike up a friendship based on the relevance of who you are as a First Nations person, and that connection, that bond stays really tight.
That sounds special, the types of connections that you can make with other creatives, especially Indigenous creatives.
We've also got a really exciting film called Sugar Cane, and it's directed by Julian Bravenoise Cat and Emily Cassie. It's been nominated for an Academy Award this year. Really, it's a stunning tribute to the resilience of Native people and their way of life. And Sugarcane is the first feature. It's a debut feature documentary from Julian and Emily. Powerful of a community during, you know, a moment of reckoning, shall we put it, and international reckoning at that. And it's really fantastic film. Obviously, it's been nominated. Our Warrior is an Australian documentary about one of our great warriors, Robbie Thorpe, the uncle of Senator Thorpe. It's a world premiere of this story of resistance. We've had problems with that film because it sold out so fast, so incredibly fast, this session. So I think, you know, a story like that really talks to the need and the genuine interest in, you know, more of these kinds of stories being made about our mob. The Centrepiece Gala event, yeah, which is the artistic director's special pick, and it's a film called Origin. It's directed by world-famous African-American woman by the name of Ava DuVernay, and following the screening will be a live performance by a Māori singer, Stan Walker, and he sings the song I Am, which is from the film. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And after that, after he sings, there will be a Q&A that I'll be doing with him. And, of course, I mentioned Sugar Cane, which is really vital film. The Haka Party incident is also really a good one that people should get on and singing, as well as Singing Back the Buffalo. So Haka Party, directed by Katie Wolf, she'll be there for a Q&A as well. That's so good, that Haka Party incident. It's really, really good. So another one called Singing Back the Buffalo, and that's directed by Tasha Hubbard, an award-winning director, and produced by Jason Ryle, who will be in attendance for a Q&A as well. Yeah, also doing a panel on AI, which I'll be a guest speaker with a couple of other people as well, David Pledger. Yeah, it's important that our audience, your audience, knows that there are, you know, First Nations films in there. Windcatcher, Limbo, The New Boy, and there's shorts. There's quite a few shorts from Australian filmmaking, plus, of course, Our Warrior, which I said. Yeah, we've got that. And Closing Night Film as well has happened. And, you know, we've got this Samoan film called Tina. And again, the community has just come out in droves and they're right behind it. And it's been a complete sellout. And we put on, you know, extra screening and it's, you know, just sold out. So we've got a lot of things going on. One thing, you know, I did want to mention, you know, our opening night film called Yavita is a beautiful Sami film, and it's the first time a Sami film has been presented with, or it's the first Sami, full Sami speaking film that's ever been made, and it's such a beautifully shot and beautifully performed and beautifully told feature film story about an aunt and her niece who travel to a deceased estate, and they discover their lives as they're going through this, you know, sort of purging of grief together, and they're discovering each other at the same time. It's really beautiful, this film. You know, super impressed by Sami filmmakers, and so much so we've got another big event called Around 360, which is presented in partnership with the International Studios and NAD Studios at Docklands. And we have Maria Utsi, who's the project manager, who's going to be in attendance. She's coming out as well, and for a Q&A with the directors and a couple of the directors as well. So what that is it's 11 short films made by Sami filmmakers that were made in 360-degree scale. And these films are phenomenal. I was out there yesterday looking at some technical things to do with the screening, and they just look amazing. So, you know, we've got a lot going on. We've got, like I said, we've got shorts packages. We got packages for kids, teenagers. We've got it all.
It sounds like there truly is something for everyone with the variety of films that you have in the festival. For anyone who's looking to get in there and see some amazing works, you can find more information at Biriranga World. That's BIRRARANGGA.world.
Yeah, and people can also get onto our Instagram page as well, Biriranga Film Festival, Biriranga Film Fest.
And I want to thank you for sharing with us today. It was great having a conversation with you and hearing about all these creative works that are in the festival.
Yeah, look, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
So Free Leonard Peltier is showing on Sunday, March 16th at 5:45 p.m. at Westgate Cinema. And the full program for the Biriranga Film Festival will kick off from the 13th of March to the 18th of March.